More than 800,000 people in the UK are thought to have a condition which makes them pull out their own hair. It's known as trichotillomania, and it is a compulsive anxiety disorder. People who suffer from it say pulling out their hair gives them a fleeting but intense sense of release, but it can leave you almost completely bald. Reality star Sam Fiers and US actress Olivia Munn are among those who say they have pulled out their hair and even their eyelashes. But some sufferers and hair loss clinics say the condition is not being taken seriously enough by the NHS. Well, Lucinda Ellery is a hair loss consultant with concerns about how the condition is being treated. Charlotte Suggett started pulling out her hair when she was 10, and Naomi DaCosta runs trichotillomania. Thank you.
TTM for short.
That's good. We'll call it TTM. Thank you. It's a group which provides therapy for sufferers. I mean, it is not a laughing matter. It's just not a word that we're familiar with because it's not something people really know much about. So tell us more about it, Lucinda.
Well, the definition is an irresistible urge to pull out your hair to gain a sense of calm, if you like, and sometimes in a meditative state. So according to Professor John Grant, there are 100 million people worldwide who actually have to manage this situation. So an education is very important because girls back in the day, because I've been doing it for such a long time, would go to a doctor's, they've never heard of it, never mind be able to say it or spell it. Yeah. So really,
and presumably, you know, thought they were the only person doing
it. Oh my goodness, how many times have you heard that? Yeah. I'm the only person that has this. So it's really good now with the internet and help out there to support people, but there was nothing like that in the years gone by, has there, for a long, long time.
Charlie, you started pulling your hair out when you were 10. Were you kind of doing it consciously? What do you remember when you started and why?
Yeah, whenever I've been asked this question, I've never been able to pinpoint exactly when. Yeah. I think because a lot of it was just denial. I wasn't really aware of it. And when I was that age, I think, because I lost my dad to cancer, so I think that triggered it. And it's just overwhelming, a lot of other things to deal with. I noticed little bits, but I think chose just not to pay attention to it, not to deal with it.
You end up with bald patches. How many bald patches were you? Sort of,
it varies, unfortunately. I think when I was younger, I used to have a couple, usually around the crown, around the front, the middle, and the back. They used to be separate, but then when I first moved to London about 6 years ago, I think, I was going through a breakup, new city, new worries, new things to deal with, and those different patches merged into one, pretty much. So that's when I came across Lucinda.
And that's a picture of you there, Charlie.
Yeah.
so explain, you've got hair weave now to cover up.
Not so much
patches.
A weave. It's a system in place that kind of it helps sort of form a barricade almost be between the patches. Gives the hair a chance to grow, which it hasn't had for a long time. So I'd get violent. You're ripping your hair out when you're especially stressed. So it's just a system like a mesh, and it just I remember the first time I had it on, I called my mum in tears and said I've got a centre part in for the first time in like 7-8 years, because I'd always had a side part in, like
a little
glorified comb over, master of disguise. After a while, you learn ways to hide it, backcombing, colouring it in. Some people choose never to really tell anyone. I think my way of dealing with it is to kind of almost volunteer the information to them, almost to beat them to the punch and be like, oh, I've noticed you're looking at my hair, I've got this. It's just, I'd rather be open with it, about it from the beginning.
Part of the healing is getting rid of the sort of shame, humiliation, embarrassment that you carry around with you for decades. Yeah. Very damaging to your psyche. And especially if you have what you consider a secret or you don't want to be discovered, it's just not a very good frequency to walk around with. So
it's even worse.
So much, much better to be, if you can be like Charlie, where you can sort of chat to your friends. It's so good for the girls to be able to do that, share. It's very, very important. And it really does help towards you coping with it, because there is no known cure at all anywhere that we know of as yet, according to the,
When you say no known cure, I mean, is it...
In the same as
would
alcoholism.
There be therapy?
Oh, yes, but there's no cure. There's no pills, potions, lotions,
so you'll be dealing
injections.
With it for life.
You have to manage it. You have to manage it and live try and live a normal life under extreme circumstances.
Lucinda, I know that you're concerned that the NHS is not taking this seriously
enough. I am very concerned.
What are you basing that on? What's the evidence that you're getting for that?
The fact that if you try and get NHS help, it's very, very difficult. Girls actually give up, you know, which is very sad because it is a clinical condition and it is worldwide recognised as such.
But are people going, trying to get help and sort of being turned away by the GP because they don't understand what's going on?
You probably get CBT. If you're lucky,
cognitive behavioural therapy,
and you know the approach is definitely through the emotional self, psychological self, you know, because it's full of remissions and relapses. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that you know, you're 13 years in remission, which is wonderful. That's going to mean a lot to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. That she can actually say I'm pull free for 13 years. It's a massive coup to do something like that. But there isn't enough out there. Not education to the medical profession, there isn't very much help. CBT is as much as you can get if you're lucky. And if you've had something for 10 or 15 years, you get 6 or 8 sessions with somebody who perhaps is going to be different each time you go. You often, the girls complain that they seem to be the ones educating the medical profession about TTM. So it's really education is what we need.
And what about help? Have you had help from the NHS?
Well, I did try, because the NHS, I applied to try and get some funding for this through Lucinda and through the NHS, but the paperwork alone was quite stressful. I am coming to the end of some cognitive behavioural therapy sessions at the moment through the NHS, which was brilliant. Like, obviously, because I got up to 12 sessions, and it's great, but although it takes you a while to get comfortable with the person, start to really open up to them, and obviously then it comes to an end, and then you have to kind of almost start again with someone else.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.